Kiefer Live at Bonnaroo. I'm here with Gus and Tom from Alt-J. Thanks for coming by. Good to see you guys.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
We were talking last night in the tent, and with music enthusiasts, you've already got a buzz with that crowd, but it seems like for a band that, you know, it's a little mysterious, and some have said a little camera shy, it looks like you're about ready to make a big splash in the mainstream. Are you anxious, excited, or horrified?
I think we're excited, yeah. You know, we never imagined. I think getting to come to America for the first time last year was huge, and that was enough at the time. It was like, we've done it. We've played in New York, played in LA. Amazing. If we only ever do this, that would be exciting. And since then, we've had the opportunity to come back and play here loads in this country, and it's, you know, it just keeps on getting bigger and bigger, which is amazing. We're really, really stoked.
It's great to be part. Yeah, it's a good thing to be part of. It's a nice thing to know that we're part of another country as much as we are, especially America. I've always wanted to come over to America, and we've seen a lot of it this year, and I miss it when I go back to England. I like to go home, but then after a week I'm like, I'd quite like to go back to America.
We also last night watched the Nokia commercial, which uses your song Tricks. You know, trippy commercial. How did you hook up with those folks, and did you have any input with the commercial?
No, you know, they sent us the commercial and said, we want to use your song in this advert, and we were like, cool, it looks quite nice. You know, it was nothing very exciting about it, really.
It was just an email.
Yeah, it was an email. When they said you have to respond in 24 hours, so we did.
Oh. When it comes to music, you guys say that you don't try to go out of the box or be innovative, but you have managed to sound like no other band out there right now. What is the process? How does it go through this Alt-J filter and come out the other end of this, you know, really unique sound?
We spend quite a long time on each song, don't we?
Yeah, there's various like methods and techniques, but we don't really think about it. Like, it's hard for us to really dissect it. I mean, there are things like, you know, Joe writes the lyrics. Joe always has ideas, and he's always noting ideas and recording guitar, you know, riffs on his iPhone, that kind of thing, and then brings it to either one of us. We work on it together, or one of us might have an idea, bring it to somebody else. I think we have established that we work better when we dip in and out of each other's kind of writing world and bring it together when we get the time. And right now we don't have a great amount of time, but when we're at university, we just played together constantly and established what the track was, and then kind of take things away, you know, make sure there's a lot of space. And but we're very lucky to be able to do that. It kind of just happens.
My first introduction to the band, and I think a lot of folks first time they heard anything from you, is the song Breeze Blocks, a very sinister love song. Tell us a little bit what the song is about, and how Where the Wild Things Are figured into this tune.
I think you've described it very well as a sinister love song. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of about this idea of loving someone so much that when they want to leave you, you don't want to let them go. And this kind of trope also appears in the book Where the Wild Things Are, when Max wants to leave the Wild Things and they say, please don't go, we'll eat you up, we love you so. Like, so this idea that, you know, if you kill somebody, at least they're not leaving you, and they nobody else can have them except you. So this happened with Joe. With his ex-girlfriend, he killed her.
Well, and that brings me to the video. That is a wild video. Did you guys have a say in the way this was set up? Because for those who haven't seen it, you know, you hear the song forward, but the action is backwards, and it's disturbing, wonderfully disturbing. You know, who came up with the idea for that?
The director did, actually.
Yeah. Director from Brooklyn.
It's called Ellis Ball. And basically, we used a website called, I think it's called Radar, or Radar Music or something. And you can basically post on the site that you want to make a music video, and you put your budget and what the song is, and maybe, you know, if you have any ideas what you want it to be like, you can just put as much or as little into it as you want. And so we got about 40 different treatments, which we read in the back of our tour van at the time. This would have been, you know, about a year ago now, at least a year ago. We just went through all these scripts, and Ellis is one really stood out. You know, I think a lot of the treatments we've got were very kind of flashy and multiple pages with lots of big mood boards and picture boards and stuff. And Ellis's was just half a page of A4 in like Times New Roman, just, this is my idea. And we were like, we just thought it was very powerful.
It matches up with the song beautifully.
It does. Which wasn't really what we were looking for, actually. You know, we got some really wild, you know, ideas. So it just kind of happened that this idea, you know, I think the reverse element really captured our imagination. And then kind of as it was being made or afterwards, we sort of realized more and more that there were maybe parallels, you know, in a sense.
And for those who don't know, and I didn't realize this when I first heard the song Breeze Blocks, I didn't know what that was, but in America, it's a concrete block.
Yeah, or a cinder block.
Cinder block, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
In Australia, it's called a besser block. There you go.
So has it gotten to the point with you guys, do you think, all right, here comes the question about the triangle, you know, the Alt-J on the, you know, the Mac, you know, the Delta being a triangle in the Greek alphabet, and then on your album cover, it's the Delta of the Ganges. Do you think, oh, geez, you know, what have we started here?
Sometimes.
I mean, when people start an interview with what does your name mean, that, you know.
Well, why do you like triangles so much?
Yeah, that's a bit, it is annoying to be honest, but it is what it is, you know. And the good thing about it is that the whole Delta triangle kind of thing has been taken off without our intention. People have made it into our logo kind of thing, and there's people getting tattoos of it, you know. And I love the fact that people have connected it to it so much that people, you know, companies spend millions of dollars trying to do that, and we've just done it by accident, and that's not a bad thing, you know. And I think we're lucky with it. I mean, I don't want to ever be involved with a triangle again. You know, I don't know. It's cool.
Well, when somebody had connected all these dots about, you know, from the Alt-J, the triangle, to the Ganges, I thought, what's next? Are these guys going to give us the secret of the Holy Grail?
Yeah, we do get these kind of like questions about being Illuminati or something, but ultimately I think it's a bit of a joke, you know. We just think it looks cool, and people like to spend time trying to figure out what it means, but you know, we've said several times it doesn't really mean anything.
Yeah.
But people refuse to take this for an answer. I mean, we must have said that in 100 interviews. And the more we say it seems, the more people try to think, oh, maybe they're just pretending it means nothing, so we'll think even harder about what it means.
Double bluffing.
One of the things we are doing at Bonnaroo this year, one of the themes is album art, and yours is just seems to, as we've just, you know, talked, seems to fit into this whole thing. You credited the photography, is it the English version of NASA?
The European Space Agency, yeah, ESA.
So who came up with the idea and the concept for this?
I think it was, well, I remember me and Gwil sitting at a computer just going through album art. Going through artwork,
yeah.
On Google.
It was me, you, and Gwil, because Joe was at the school doing the recordings.
Right.
When we were making the album.
And we were struggling to come up with something as a group. We had ideas, but it was such a big thing we didn't want to get wrong. And we Googled Delta, which we hadn't actually done before, and all these pictures came up, river deltas, and like, first of all, we were just like, they look cool, you know, but we didn't actually think.
I think our first reaction was, oh, bollocks, that's the wrong kind of delta. We need to refine our search here. And then we're like, hang on a minute, these are really cool.
The other thing we are doing is talking about your favorite Beatles album cover. You guys fans of the Beatles?
Yeah, actually, Beatles was the first album I ever bought, Yellow Submarine, which is on this wall here.
Now, why does that catch your eye? Why do you like that the best?
Well, that was the first one I ever bought. It's not my favorite cover. I think my favorite cover is maybe with the Beatles. I don't know why, I just really like that picture of them all in their polo necks. I think it's really classy.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of the Beatles, to be honest, and only because I've not listened to them that much. But I like that one as well from looking at it here.
It's a good album.
It's great. It's pretty random how there's the three of them, then there's just Ringo down there. It's weird. They could have put all four of them in a row. That's cool.
Well, listen,
they did that on several others, though. That was their second album, so they clearly refined their structuring, their posturing. Got it wrong first time.
Well, listen, we hope you have a great show tonight.
Thank you.
And we appreciate you coming by and speaking with us, and best of luck to you moving forward. Gus and Tom from Alt-J, thank you so much for swinging by.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that is it, live from Bonnaroo.